From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick's away. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates. Coming up, candidates go courting younger voters in the California recall election, and President Bush under fire from conservatives. But first, is September the time when America's school children and national leaders in Washington get back to work? The U.S. Supreme Court is even cutting its summer vacation a little short. Today it holds an unusual September oral argument on the topic of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. And President Bush, in a primetime address to the nation last night, asked Congress for an additional $87 billion for the rebuilding efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Joining us, as he does every Monday, to offer his opinions and analysis is Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Karen.
Mike, the president has been facing growing criticism of how the post-war phase of the Iraq situation is going. Do you think he did enough last night to answer his critics?
Well, he did a couple of clever things. First, that $87 billion is a shocking amount of money, but at least he got ahead of the critics and spared himself a year's worth of headlines, Iraq costs greater than expected, and that was smart. The other thing is he short-circuited the whole issue of weapons of mass destruction, terrorism, what their connection is to Iraq, and so on, by the simple use of the word they. They have weapons of mass destruction, they practice terrorism, they run nasty dictatorships that torture people, and by wrapping them up in a big they, he solved that problem rhetorically, if not logically.
Now, he also reached out to other countries and asked for their help in the post-war effort. How's he doing with that?
This is a slight change in tone.
Yeah.
Because previously he had been saying, we're going it alone. We want them to contribute money, and we want to stem criticism that we're not being global enough. And yet he campaigned against the idea of nation building. And I don't understand why he shouldn't be delighted to let the UN take it over. But he's not, so he's taking a small step in that direction.
Let's talk about the Supreme Court argument for a minute. The issue is campaign finance reform, and one part of the McCain-Feingold law bans what's known as soft money. Those would be the unregulated contributions that corporations used to be able to make to political parties. Do you see a constitutional problem with that ban?
I don't, although some do. Campaign finance reform, Karen, is like tax reform. You do it, and then people find loopholes, and 10 or 20 years later, you've got to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
The big loophole the last time was this soft money, and they're attempting to close it. People are already finding ways around it. It helps. We'll have to do it again in 10 or 20 years, and that's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Another part of the law the court will examine, Mike, is a restriction on so-called issue ads. These are ads run by companies, unions, and interest groups right before the elections. What's the potential problem with this restriction?
Well, I think there is a very serious First Amendment problem with that. And many people who ordinarily think the First Amendment applies everywhere are oddly unconcerned about it in this case. People spend money and corporations spend money to express their point of view. And you need to spend the money to do it. And the people who say that money isn't speech and it's something different, I think might not think that way if, for example, the New York Times was told that you could only spend a certain amount of money putting out a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
They would regard that as a First Amendment evasion. I think other corporations have similar rights. And I don't like what they say very often, but I think you have to take that First Amendment issue very seriously. And most people suspect that this part of the law will probably be knocked down.